that Taylor would get all the credit. He agreed to that. And he followed it to the end, even till he died. He never told anybody what he did.
Don't you think there are a lot of contracts like that around today?
I don't know. I haven't found any. There could have been contracts with Barth. There could have been contracts with lots of people.
No, but I meant people writing books that have ghost authors, for instance.
I don't know, Art. You, Art, might know better than me.
Well, I'm thinking about the Iacocca book or something like that, and they always say Lee Iacocca with, and perhaps they'll give
it. Oh, yeah, well, that guy does all the work. All Coca does is talk, and the guy tapes it, and you know, he writes all this junk. No, those kinds of things. Puff jobs. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that.
Time for one final question. What else do we need to know that we haven't? Was he a wizard or a weasel, Chuck?
I would say he was a wizard. He was just a guy that would plug away at something until he got it. And I don't know if that's so much wizardry. Uh-huh. None of his patents are wizardry. And, of course, the high-speed steel might be wizardry, but I'm pretty sure that he stole it anyway. I'm working on that. I mean, I'll never finish that in my lifetime. But it existed long before he and White ever came up with it. And I think White got roped into it somehow, really, because he was the metallurgist, and he had to do it because the guys on top wanted, it was all political inside the company. But White's testimony is a little better than Taylor's. Taylor never really testified until he got a chance to rewrite it nice and make it sound good so he could sort of talk from it. And then he used the piece rate. He used his the Art of Cutting Metals paper most of the time later on, which was just, carefully worked over. But original documentation and stuff like that all vanished somewhere. And he did pay... I think this guy's name, but the fellow who really invented it and was paid off by Bethlehem Steel when he had to testify in the high-speed steel suits, refused to tell how much he got paid at all. But he did, at 26, he retired as being a metallurgist and opened a gentleman's farm in Pennsylvania. And you can't buy a gentleman's farm on nothing. You have to make good money.
What's a gentleman's farm?
Well, of course, it's big 650 acres. I just say that's a gentleman's farm. That's a gentleman's farm. That's living well. And if you could make that much money, but he refused to tell the court or anybody how much he ever got paid for Bethlehem Steel for the rights to the high-speed steel process.
Let me ask you one question. In the Taylor testimony before Congress, his exchange with Redfield, I guess, and whatnot, some of that was removed from the record. Do you have any idea if that testimony still exists somewhere?
Oh, I think I have it upstairs someplace. There's a microfilm. I don't know if that's included. Strasburg or Cornell put me onto that. There's a microfilm, I think, of all the testimony, and also a microfilm of... people who investigated, all the people who, Taylor and other, I just haven't looked at it carefully enough, but there is some sort of other source of data, and I'd have to ask Strasburg about it. I don't know how he got a hold of it. It's available somehow, through something, and I have really never looked at it, but there is other testimony, and and it also includes testimony that by Barth and other people that never appeared there, I'm pretty sure. There is other testimony around. So I've had to ask Strasburg, who probably knows exactly where he can get this stuff. Somehow I think the union somehow got into gathering this data, and that's how he knows about it, because he's interested in labor unions. And there is such other testimony, and there's a book that covers some of this. It's something about the decline of labor or something like that, that somebody has, who's had looked at a lot of it. And there is something around Art, but I tell you, I've had so many other things to look at, and someone else would have to look at it.
Sounds like
I don't remember the book there, but there is a book.
Sounds like
the fall. Oh, the fall of the House of Labor. I think that's the book that has things in there that are not other places. That may get this source.
Sounds like your cat's ready for lunch.
No, she's just old.
She's... Any other comments? Any other comment?
What do you think of Deming?
What do you think of Edwards Deming? Janet wants to know.
Edwards Deming. Why does have a blank on that name?
Deming's the quality guru.
Oh, Deming! I thought you said Deming.
No, Deming.
I have never looked at Deming. People have asked me that. I always refer to Pete Peterson.
Okay. But there ever...
I haven't done anything with Deming, honestly.
There seem to be some parallels between Deming and Taylor.
Well, there probably are. I don't know how Deming is a person, either. I don't know anything about Deming. Maybe he has clay feet, too. And he has secret contracts. I get worried about people who have their feet are too strong.
Well, you've been awfully, awfully kind to spend the last 34 minutes with us, and you know how much I always appreciate it, and... we want to express our appreciation to you. Yes.
I just like to say, one time you're going to call me when you get to some chapter on Hawthorne or something.
Well, I tell you what, maybe we will this
year. I
get
talking about the same stuff all the time.
Will you talk to us about Hawthorne?
Oh, of course.
Okay, well, that's in a couple of weeks, and we will call you back. How does that sound?
Yeah, of course, I haven't done the Hawthorne stuff in a long time, but I think that material that's in that, you know, that what we put on out in that 1986 on the golden, you know, the that paperback. And the Academy.
Oh, the Academy proceedings, right?
Uh-huh. 100 years of management.
Yes.
Yeah, that article in there probably covers most of it.
Okay.
And I could just say I think all these other people have analyzed that thing, don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Okay.
Very frank, Hawthorne really is this thing. It's a bad incentive system that people have learned to circumvent and make money. And that's what the whole story is. It has nothing to do with human relations or treating people nice or any of this other junk. Mayor had no idea what was going on. They pulled the wool over his eyes so easy because he's so stupid. that the whole story has turned out wrong.
Well, we'll call you. It'll be our pleasure.
Okay.
Give B my best.
All right.
Thank you, Chuck.
Bye.